It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, the old coaches may be the story of day one of a very blah NCAA tournament. As yesterday got underway, a slew of games, but the old guard, despite all the changes in college sports, seemed to have their teams peaking at the right time. Kelvin Sampson in Houston just dominating yesterday. Mark Few and Gonzaga moving on. Rick Barnes, Tennessee. Rick Pitino, as we talked about. And John Calipari. Nice win over Bill Self in Kansas.
It seems that the coaches that don't act holier than thou from that generations are the ones that are still coaching and thriving in the game. There was one coach in particular that had to bow out. He was so pious. Such a wonderful man. Everything was so great. Really believed in virtue. Everything was wonderful.
You're saying
him.
Coach K couldn't win today?
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Just pointing it out. Rick Pitino, I mean, how many Italian restaurant jokes have we made about him? Calipari, holy Toledo, what's not been said about him? Even Izzo and some of his guys, and people have a mountain of respect for Izzo, including myself. Mark Few, you know, there's a couple of bugaboos in there, sad to say. Of course, people make mistakes all the time, of course. But the ones that didn't act holier than thou are the ones that are still around and still finding ways to get it done. I do like the St. John story. I know that Rick Pitino is, he's got a checkered past, but I've always had a thing kind of for St. John's. I explained this to somebody we know very well from New York. He's like, what do you care about St. John's? I was like, honestly, I saw it coming to America when I was like 5 years old, and they were at the St. John's game, and I've always kind of liked St. John's ever since because I love coming to America.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. St. John's, when we were younger, was such a big part of college hoops. And then a young Anthony Lima fell in love with Ohio State during a now vacated Final Four run when Jim O'Brien, remember Jim O'Brien and Scoony Penn beat St. John's?
Jim O'Brien, also not holier than thou.
Yeah, to go to a Final Four. So... I remember when St. John's was a big deal, so it's very cool. It's a very cool story. Meanwhile, is it a cool story that John Calipari, now with Arkansas, remember, left Kentucky last year, is moving on in the NCAA tournament?
Good win. We gutted it out. You know, they went zone. We ended up shooting too many jumpers, had to do some different things. They went a little triangle in two also. Screwed us up a little bit, but the kids fought. Nelly makes a shot, makes a couple free throws. Jonas makes free throws. Took us three times to get it in. I don't care. We won.
You know what I would love to know
his
about
team shoots
Coach
like
Cal?
Garbage.
Oh, they do.
They are so
They're tough
bad
to watch. They really are.
That's shooting.
But, you know, I would love to know if Coach Cal can, like, truly see some of these coaches are savants and can rifle off all their former players.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Perry has had so many one-and-dones.
Yep.
I would love to know if you just asked him, does he have one of those minds where you could be like, 2012, Kentucky, go. And he could just rifle them off. Or would he be like, I just remember the agents and the runners. I don't.
The runners.
The bagmen. I had a keen eye on the bagmen. That's all I basically knew.
Yeah, probably.
Meanwhile, we had news with the Cleveland Browns yesterday. Pretty big news. Kenny, this one, we were not on the air for, and I started getting texts going, what does this mean for Wyatt Teller? What does this mean for Joel Bitonio? Well, the Browns have a new offensive lineman, somebody who has plenty of experience, has moved to different positions on that O-line, but Tevin Jenkins, formerly of the Bears and a second-round draft pick in 2021, missed most of his rookie season, had back surgery, but was able to play a slew of games after that. So he did miss 22 games over his first 4 years of his NFL career. What do you make of this? Because I saw a lot of people saying, depth, great depth signing, great
that's
job.
That's exactly what it is.
But at the
that's
same exactly time, I'm like, why worried about depth? Did we even have starting offensive line last year?
Well, if you think about it now, at left tackle, I'm not necessarily sure what you're going to do. Somebody did just ask me about Jed Wills, and I was like, man, I think it needs to be a fresh start for both sides. You know, there was one guy that got the very best out of Jed Wills, and we saw the very worst out of Jed Wills. Ray McCarron on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Valid question, by the way. If they were to ever bring him back, I would be I'd be a little bit nervous about bringing him back. They need depth. I mean, you and especially, I tell you what, offensive lines in general, we're seeing a lot of guys get banged up. You have a 17-game schedule now. Another game takes a lot out of it. You need athletes there. You need guys to be able to help out. So that's it's going to help out a little bit. It's going to make things a little bit better for them. You got a little bit better, marginally better yesterday with that is what you did. But he's had back surgery, and a back's like a transmission. Once you go in, you're going to go in again. So something to pay attention
but
to.
But you don't think this means that they are definitely trading after the certain date where the cap hit is less Wyatt Teller? I saw a lot of people indicating a Wyatt Teller trade would accompany a move like this.
Well, I don't know. A guy with his injury history, and I know Wyatt's had some injuries here and there. I don't know, man. If you're going to get a new quarterback, or if you're going to bring even any quarterback you want to keep upright and all right, like that is a move I wouldn't understand. You're bringing back Joel Bitonio when healthy, he's one of the best in the business. You're bringing back Wyatt Teller. I know that he's been a little bit up and down recently, but I think when healthy, he's also been one of the best in the business. I would not understand the move. I know, well, we could keep two expensive guards. Yeah, I got that, Capologist. I get that. But, well, we're not trying to tank, but we're trying to win. Well, who's your quarterback? Well, we got to protect that. There's no rhyme or reason. So if you were trying to not get better this year and you were looking towards next draft, okay, fine, make a trade. That's cool. But know that you're going to get whoever's behind them more than likely killed in the process, because if Tevin Jenkins goes down again, then it becomes a war of attrition. So it's hard to prognosticate, man. And anybody who says that they know their plan is flat out lying to you. They're flat out lying. The Twitter experts and the guys who act on the air. If you act like you know what their plan is and you're on the air in some form or fashion, writing whatever, you are a liar. You can think you know where they're going, but if you say you know where they're going, you're crazy.
What if your name is Miles Garrett and you're talking about knowing the plan?
Well, he has privy to information of some sort, apparently.
I just want to see if Ken was going to call him a liar.
I didn't say that he was a pundit.
Right.
I said that he's a player. Aha.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or dsw.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I didn't get a chance to tease it at the end of the last segment, but I was going to say, cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, had a title. Couldn't keep her. Michigan Wolverines in trouble again, and it is leading a lot of individuals, Kenny.
Okay, not that great.
A lot of people were alleging that they could still be in for a world of hurt and some punishment when we had the story that came out yesterday. Big-time indictment. Former Michigan football assistant coach indicted on federal criminal charges, accused of hacking into computers at more than 100 universities across the country, stealing the identities of more than 3,300 student-athletes, most of them women that he spied on, but apparently an expert hacker. Boy, Michigan just has a bunch of hackers and a bunch of decoders working for their staff. Incredible.
Not a good look.
Matt Weiss, 42 years old, had pulled off his scheme over 8 years, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Between 2015 and 2023.
Pretty wild, considering one of their very famous alums was very much against technology.
Who's that?
Don't worry about it. We're moving on, bud. We are moving on.
I am missing the reference.
Move on.
Anywho. Okay.
There's a break for that. There's a commercial break.
Okay. Anyway, Matt Weiss was also working for the Baltimore Ravens when these alleged hacking skills were put to use, which I wonder if there's going to be another Harbaugh that's going to have to answer for this at some point. I imagine he'll be asked questions, right?
Harbaugh is a Teflon. They don't answer for anything.
It doesn't seem to.
They don't. Who's going to get a Harbaugh in trouble? Who's got it better than them? Harbaughs are the John Gotti of college football. You ain't getting nothing on them.
All right, so there's not a lot of football discussed in this indictment. I think, obviously, Ohio State fans who have been, you know, foot on the gas trying to go after Michigan. People have been wondering for a while, ever since it was Michigan police that first, I believe, investigated some of this. So do you think there's just so much going on with accusations of cheating and scandal? And even though Harbaugh is gone, the football program, oftentimes in the history of the NCAA, the coach is gone, but the program suffers. Do we think Michigan is going to have to suffer any more consequences because of this? They find out anybody else knew about this.
What can you really do to them? Because that's a criminal complaint. If you found out that they took advantage of this, which I'm sure that at some level but you would imagine that they did to some level of this. I mean, some of this stuff is how many athletes you're talking about? You said most of which are women. Some of this gets to pretty creepy territory there. But maybe they took advantage of some of this. I don't know what I can prove, though. So if I can't prove anything in an investigation, what do I hammer Michigan with? So I think that part is still, I know that that's been alleged. And it seems like when you're going to indict someone on it, it seems like a lot of people are like, yeah, they feel vindicated. But I don't know what I can pin on Michigan to punish them in the future. I don't know that yet, I can't say yes or no.
What server, because they're talking about him being able to get access to clouds and all these different schools.
Dell computers.
But what server are we talking about that has images of female athletes that the NCAA has? Like, isn't that bizarre? Why would they have anything like that to begin with?
Well, it would probably be stock photos, wouldn't it?
They're making it sound like it was more invasive than that, though. So I'm like, why would there be any kind of a server would hold that kind of imagery to begin with?
But if you're looking at 100 different schools, there's definitely servers that have, okay, we're at media day, and here is the baseball and softball team, and there's got it. I mean, they take pictures. I mean, there are quite literally dozens of pictures for every athlete. dozens, and they're all kept on file because they keep them for social media, happy birthday to so-and-so, our second baseman, like things like that. Yeah, it's believable. If you're looking at 100 different schools, there's going to be a lot of athletes.
Yeah, it said Weiss kept notes on individuals whose photographs and videos that he viewed, including notes commenting on their bodies and sexual preferences, the indictment reads. That's it.
That is definitely beyond the pale right there. 9 o'clock, Clark Kellogg going to join us on the show, CBS Sports, Ohio State, and Cleveland basketball legend. Ladies and gentlemen, some call Daryl dangerous. After yesterday, I might call Mad Tim Russert. It's time to meet the press on The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.